Labors of Love. An informative look at modern-day evangelization, featuring the ministries and work of the Catholic Church in South Texas. Stay with us and learn of the Church's many services and benefits with your host, Margaret Alleria, Director of Evangelization and Catechesis for the Diocese of Corpus Christi, as she explores the Catholic faith with her many guests and their labors of love.
Welcome to Labors of Love. I'm your host, Margaret Alleria, and I'm here with my guest, Sherry Bowers, who is the Executive Director for the Spirit Center. We've had you here before. I'm really happy that you're here again, and I look forward to seeing what's going on with the Spirit Center. So thanks for being with us, Sherry.
Well, thank you for having me again. We are just so excited to continue moving forward with the Spirit Center, which is a 501c3 organization, and our goal is to provide a spiritual retreat facility for the educational purposes and religious purposes of our youth and adults in South Texas. We want to help encourage our social development of our children. Currently, they do not have too many options on where they have retreats or outdoor activities for their activities. And so in working closely with the Sisters of IWA, we are excited to be able to continue to move forward with our project. Since I last spoke with you, we have decided to go ahead and phase our project into two phases. That way, it allows us to wrap up our fundraising a little sooner and open phase one earlier. So we do have a place for our youth and adults. Phase one is exciting because it'll focus on our conference center, our dining hall and activity center, and our dormitories.
Well, I would like to go to a retreat there. Sherry, tell me, how did you get involved with this type of ministry? And I know it's been years of a work in progress, and now you're getting there to the finish line. You can see it. And so I'm curious what's keeping you going, how you got involved, a little bit of the history of the Spirit Center.
Well, again, it is the love of Christ and being involved with many nonprofits in our community. I was asked by the late Dale Baird to join the Spirit Center in helping to finish up their capital campaign and get this opened for our community. For those of you that know Dale, you don't say no to Dale. Okay. And of course, with the sisters asking, there is no better job in this community than to fundraise for Christ and bringing people closer to God, especially for our kids. So it's very exciting. I'm very passionate about this project, this mission. We have some great leaders on board that continue to join us regularly, in addition to our prospects and our donors that have come on board during the past 2 years that I've been with them.
So tell me, let's give our listeners some visual aids. And how many acres? What is the full project? How does it look? I know you mentioned dormitories.
Sure.
There's a kitchen and maybe some sports areas.
Okay. Our phase one construction, the entire project will be on approximately 100 acres. The facility will take up 40 acres, so we still have 60 acres to grow, which is exciting. So we can continue to add additional lodging, or maybe it's a soccer field, a volleyball court, or whatever type of outdoor activities we would like to implement. Phase one, as I mentioned, will be the conference center, and we'll have basically that will allow for about 192 people, which is broken into four rooms. And then there's also eight individual secure storage areas for our user groups, like Walk to Emmaus, Journey to Damascus. Exactly. All of our acts.
Mm-hmm.
They will actually have a storage room, which will allow them not to have to bring in and out their supplies that they need to put on a retreat. They're very excited about that.
Yeah, that could be difficult. I mean, these are crates and movements of many different things.
Also, the dining hall and activity center will seat 300 in auditorium style. We'll have an outdoor kitchen and barbecue area. The kitchen is uniquely designed by Bob McKay, who is the owner of Jason's Deli, so he knows exactly where to put the oven and all of the equipment for most efficient cooking. He is our vice president at the Spirit Center.
And I can never get tired of Jason Staley.
I agree.
I just thought about Jason.
So the facility has been specially designed. We, of course, have a stage. The dormitories are two separate buildings, and that will sleep a total of 96 youth or adults. It's broken into four sections. So that is primarily what will be in phase one. The other elements of the project will include in phase two a meditation area.
I was going to ask if there's a place to worship or a place to focus.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We will have a meditation area with short and long trails. We will have a chapel that will seat 300. In addition to that, we will have the Welcome Center and lodging. The lodging is hotel style, two-story. In each bedroom, there are two athletic style beds, which are the longer, wider beds.
Our kids are growing.
Yes, they are. And an individual restroom with a shower, a tub, and all of that. I know some of our users in Journey and Acts especially are very excited about having a facility where they actually have a bedroom and a working toilet.
Okay.
So we are excited about that in phase two. We're also in the position right now where we're still deciding all the outdoor elements. I know we are leaning heavily towards a ropes course. There are many other organizations involved with this project, not only the youth of our community, but also, as we mentioned, the user groups. And the third component of our users will be everyone else. Corporations, maybe CITGO or another company would like to go out and have a business meeting. Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. Or another nonprofit that wants to have a small special event under 300 people. Also, organizations like Leadership Corpus Christi, they have a retreat, and they do a ropes course. So what's great about the Spirit Center, it's for everyone. It doesn't matter your faith. It doesn't matter if you're what business you're in, if you're a nonprofit, if you're for-profit. Maybe this is for a family reunion. I know we were talking about the holidays and having family and cooking, and this is a great place to have that.
So this is ecumenical, but it's basically for the whole community.
It is.
The purpose is to serve the entire community.
Exactly.
Well, you know, you mentioned the meditation area, and it brought me back to a really fond memory I have, going to a marriage retreat with my husband. And it was, it was pretty elevated, this little meditation area, and I think some trails that went up into a slight hill, I don't want to say mountain. But it was nice, the greenery, the wild animals. We saw this little fox that was trapped, we were really sad about that. But it just to be able to see, well, be out on your own in nature to meditate, to build community and to build bonds. It's part of what the retreat experience is.
Exactly. We want everyone to get closer to God and, you know, to find that place and time where you can get away from the city. And that's what's great about our location. We're far enough from the city, but not too far. And, those beautiful outdoor meditation area and trails, we'll have benches, we'll have small gazebos. We're currently fundraising for naming opportunities for those.
You mentioned the outdoor kitchen, which would be nice.
Correct. That is a naming opportunity as well. Everything from the bedrooms. And what's exciting is we have groups, like some of the reunion groups, are deciding to do naming opportunities, say, for example, the bedroom. The bedroom is a naming opportunity of $10,000. So some of them are coming in, about eight of them in one group, and sponsoring a bedroom, and they are breaking it up per month. So per month, each one of them pays roughly $25 for 4 years.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You know, so I can't afford $10,000 donation, but I could do $25. That's a pizza, Starbucks, something that's manageable where you can leave a legacy and make a difference.
Sherry, it's great to know that people can participate in naming opportunities. And, you know, if it were me, I'd probably sponsor the chapel or meditation area. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick break on Labors of Love.
This is Labors of Love.
Thursday, January 17th, Bishop Mulvey will preside at a Mass of Thanksgiving for the gift of life. marking the 40th anniversary of the legalization of abortion. If you are planning to attend the Texas Rally for Life in Austin on January 26th, this is a great opportunity for you to prepare spiritually. The Mass for Thanksgiving for the Gift of Life will begin at 6:30 p.m. on January 17th at Corpus Christi Cathedral. For more information, call Tina Villegas in the Office of Life, Justice, and Human Dignity at 882-6191.
Thanks for being with us on Labors of Love. Again, I'm here with my guest, Sherry Bowers, who is the Executive Director for the Spirit Center. And we've learned quite a bit about the Spirit Center. We know that there are a variety of areas, conference center, storage, dining hall, outdoor kitchen, meditation area, chapel. So it sounds like an exciting place to hold a retreat. Now, retreats are so important in the lives of people that are building themselves spiritually. I know I've experienced some. You have a board of directors. I've seen great commercials that have great experience with retreats. Can you share one of those experiences?
Yes. One of our board of directors, Bea Hansen, who is the executive director of the food bank, during one of her recent retreats, she was amazed, and it really made an impact on her experiencing her retreat with a lady that shared her personal story at the end of the retreat. And this woman had stated that her son was murdered by another individual, and how she forgave, through the love of Christ, the person that killed her son. And Bea Hansen had stated that she wanted what she had. And again, the ability to be able to do something like that. I've heard many stories, and several of our board of directors, staff, and advisory council, through their experiences, yes, they have experienced one thing or another that has helped make them a better person and change their lives. And many of them have gone to many spiritual retreats because of it.
You know, that reminds me of some experiences that I've had as a youth and even as an adult. I grew up in Corpus Christi, so I remember going to these spectaculars here. And now as an adult, I'm able to witness the greatness that you can receive, that spiritual growth, knowing just being a part of a bigger community, the diocese, mm-hmm. is a good feeling. And going with your church and building that relationship with your youth minister. I did a talk at a retreat once. That was difficult. Now, I'm not sure if I could do that again, but just doing a personal talk at the retreats. My point is that they bring fond memories, and they really help you grow spiritually. So this is a project that is worth investing in. But not only that, when the retreat center is up and running, attending the retreats there. So I'm sure you'll have a calendar of events, and people could inquire about the different retreats and attend.
Correct. And currently, if you visit our current webpage, we have a real-time Google calendar that has all of the ongoing retreats that are currently being held. And we try to capture as many as we can that we know of. And if you look at that, you can see several retreats, sometimes three retreats going on the same weekend. So we have such a huge need in our community to provide a facility for everyone, no matter what your faith is or whatever reason why you need to get out and get closer to God.
Well, and the good thing is that you have the area to accommodate three different retreats at the same time.
Exactly.
So I'm curious, when is your opening date? That's a big question out there.
Yes, that's probably our number one question. The short answer is when we wrap up our fundraising.
Okay.
We do not want to carry any debt and, you know, carry that on to our users. We want to build this debt-free and keep this as affordable as possible for everyone, where we're basically going to have about $34 a day per person using the facility. So we want to offer this unique facility for everyone. So with the fundraising, we have raised currently with phase one, the project costs $4.8 million.
And we have raised. drum roll.
We have raised probably about 1.5 to close to 2 million on that. So we need about 3.5 to go. If we raise another 1.5 million currently, we can go ahead and proceed in writing the closing campaign grants to help us fund this and secure this funding from foundations. So we are looking for that $1 million donor, $1.5 million donor. There are prospects that we're currently working with that can write that check. We have all the pieces of the puzzle, and we just need to bring everything together, and it will take everyone's commitment, support. It doesn't matter what level. We offer 2-, 3-, and 4-year payment pledges. So we just want to get this facility funded as quickly as possible. Construction will take 1 year or a little less than a year. So we could, in a perfect world, be opening this time next year if we finish up some of our fundraising that's on the table right now.
So then have you started on construction, or are we waiting for some more funds to come in?
Correct. We will not break ground until we have the money in the bank. As I mentioned, we want to go ahead and build this debt-free. The sisters do not want to carry any debt. We just want to make sure we do this correctly and continue to build on it. Because as you know, in fundraising never ends. We may have everything we need for phase one, but we still have to fundraise for phase two. And then from there on, we still have 60 acres to grow. So fundraising never ends. And as you know, we want to continue fundraising because we are a 501c3, and we need the revenue we need to keep things going.
So then the $4.8 million is for both phase one and phase two?
No, $4.8 is just for phase one, for our conference center, dining hall, and dormitories. And phase two, it's probably close to $2.5 to $3 million on phase two.
So then people who are interested in becoming a part of this, which is a part of history here.
It is.
Because we like you said, we don't really have any retreat centers that are close. This will be located where?
In the Blunzer area, and it's by 666 and 624.
Okay. So people still have the opportunity to be a part of this process, whether
yes.
monetarily or just spreading the word and,
exactly.
and really supporting the Spirit Center.
Basically, what we ask of everyone that comes to the Spirit Center when we give presentations are four things. One, to consider their own personal financial gift. Two, consider a group gift, kind of like what we discussed with the reunion groups that pull their money together for a group gift. Three, prospecting. This is the most important thing. Maybe you don't have the resources to help fund in a big way, but you know someone who's connected to someone else that can bring them to our office just for lunch. We'll give them a presentation, and I ask for money. You never have to ask for money. So we ask people to prospect for us. Again, you never have to ask for money. That's my job. And then the fourth thing we ask is volunteering. Volunteering for a special event. We have an upcoming special event. Or maybe it's serving on one of our advisory council boards or in some other volunteer way that we need assistance with.
So basically, we're asking people, the listeners out there, to really look at their retreat experiences, or if they know someone that's really had life-changing experiences,
yes.
And I know I have, to consider how they can be a part of making history. Now tell me about the event that you have coming up.
Okay. Our first signature fundraising event is called Spirit Center Celebrity Dinner, and it will be held on Friday, January 11th at the Ortiz Center at 6 p.m. Basically, this is where we incorporate high-profile members of the community who serve as waiters and entertainers, and it's a fun-filled event. It's casual attire. We have sponsors who secure tables, and they decorate their tables, and they compete for prizes for best decorated table. The waiters themselves compete for awards, whether it's the Silver Service Award, which is our best waiter, or the Slowest Waiter Award, and then also the top you don't want that award. No. Or the Top Tip Award, and whoever generates the most money in their tip jar at the table generate money like that. It's very competitive and fun. I've already heard of some of our celebrity waiters who are purposely taking all of the silverware. So if you want to eat, you have to pay him $2 for a fork and things like that.
Wow. Who are some of the celebrities? I'm interested.
Well, we've got about 40 waiters. It's everyone from Sister Michelle Marie. We're putting her to work.
She's not going to be taking the silverware, is she?
I hope not. We have everyone from our head celebrity waiter, Nelda Martinez.
Ooh, wonderful.
Our new mayor. We've got people from the city council like Priscilla Leal, Chad McGill. We've got nonprofits like the executive director, Patty Clark. Of course, Bea Hansen from the food bank. We've got some of our leadership. We've got judges like Judge Jag, Police Chief Floyd Simpson, television personalities like Melissa Schroeder from Channel 6, just all kinds of people, all walks of life. And that's the point of this event, is to bring everyone under the same roof of all personalities, all faiths, all industries, and just to have a wonderful night of worship.
Camaraderie.
Exactly. Competition. Mm-hmm. Learn more about the Spirit Center and how they can make a difference.
So tell me, date, time, how much, how I can get more information.
Okay. Our event starts at 6 p.m. at the Ortiz Center. And again, it will be this coming Friday, January 11th. And tickets, you can call our office at 888-7537. And it is just a fun-filled evening. Again, we have live auction, silent auction. We're going to have the King High School Royalette officers performing.
First of all, I've never been to a celebrity waiter's dinner. So
it
sounds very interesting.
And five-card draw will be performing. There are entertainment. There'll be photo booths, all kinds of fun things for everyone to have a good time.
Thank you so much for being with us, Sherry. I pray that you have continued success. Stay with us. Deacon Nolte and Sacred Moments is up next.
This is Labors of Love, the ministries and evangelization of the Diocese of Corpus Christi. If you have questions or perhaps a comment about today's program, why not send us email? Address your email to labors@klux.org or by U.S. mail, 1200 Lantana, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78407. And now, with this week's Sacred Moment, here is Deacon Stephen Nolte.
We've all heard the story of Joshua in the city of Jericho. Standing in the way of the Israelites taking ownership of the Promised Land, Jericho was defended by strong stone walls. Many thought it to be a city that could not be defeated. But God had a plan. He had the Israelites march around the city once a day for 6 days, carrying the Ark of the Covenant, with 7 priests bearing ram's horns, leading the way as they blew on the horns. On the 7th day, the Israelites marched around the city 7 times in the same manner as before. Upon completion of the 7th time around, the horns were blown, and all the people shouted, as the walls of Jericho fell, and the city was taken. The ram's horns used by the priests at Jericho were ceremonial horns used for centuries to call the people to worship. They were called shofars, and were made from the horns of male sheep and goats. Instrument makers would boil the horns and carefully hollow them out. The walls of a shofar had to have a consistent thickness to be of use. Once it was properly shaped, the breath of the musician, blown into the mouthpiece, gave voice to the horn, producing the sounds for which it was created. In the 2nd chapter of Genesis, we are told that the Lord God formed man out of the clay of the ground, and blew into his nostrils the breath of life, and so man became a living being. Like a shofar, we must be emptied of self and properly shaped in order to resonate with the breath of life which the Spirit of God gives us. God creates us out of love, for love. Such love does not limit itself to one song. Rather, it sings all that is good and beautiful, of all that is true. It sings the song of the One who composed every note of creation. It is only when we give ourselves to God, allowing Him to form us, that we become instruments worthy of the song of love He has written into our hearts. It is only when we put aside our selfish desires and listen to God's spirit of love that our souls can resonate with the song of love He longs for us to sing. If we are truly to live as God created us to be, we must be willing to enter into His song, the song of love. It is a song that asks us to give ourselves to those around us in a manner that is appropriate to the relationship, husband to wife, mother to daughter, brother to sister, and friend to friend. The song also leads us to listen to the notes of love resonating in other souls. We are created to be a gift to one another and to receive the gift of others, even as the Father gives Himself to the Son, and the Son receives the gift of the Father, responding to it with His own gift of self in return to the Father. This is what it means to love one another as He has loved us. This is what it means to love God with our whole soul, with all our might, and all our mind. May God's ever-present Spirit shape you and lead you to sing the song of love that He has placed in your soul and written in your heart. And may you always be blessed with hearing the notes of His song of love in the sacred moments of your everyday. Amen.
Thank you for being with us on Labors of Love. I'd like to thank my guest, Sherry Bowers, Executive Director for the Spirit Center. If you would like more information, or if you would like to attend their celebrity dinner, please call them at 361-888-7537. Thank you again for joining us.
You've been listening to Labors of Love with Margaret Alleria. Online MP3s of this program are available on the CCN server. Browse to podcasts.goccn.net. Scroll down and select the Labors of Love category. Be with us next week at this same time for another edition of Labors of Love. Labors of Love is a production of the Department of Evangelization, Diocese of Corpus Christi, and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.